O chosen undead, thou hath journeyed far. Please, showeth me the fruits of thine labor. Magnificent! Thou hast collected all the Lord's souls. Indeed, a worthy successor thou shalt provide. My patience was not for nil. Ah, now, chosen undead, deliver the Lord's souls to me. I shall take them into my hearty bosom, and inheriteth the world's fire. To think, in thy travels, thou hast resisted temptations most impure. Harlots, temptresses, and wanton whores. Those feeble virgins, begging to be deflowered. Thou wast offered many a chance to profane thine honor. And at each and every juncture, thou stoodest firm and held thyself in check without falter. Ah, all for mine own sake, for the people of Lordran, and for the eternal reign of the Age of Fire. I can hardly thank thee enough. Thou hast earned thine just rewards. Thine abstinence, hitherto unspoilt, shall stand no longer. I shall take thy seed into my womb, abetted by the Lord's soul's essence, and provide thee a child worthy of succeeding my father. And in return, for thy service and sacrifice, I shall remove the curse that plagues thee. Thy dark sign shall mark thee no more, and, in time, thou shalt feel the sweet release of death, and be born again no longer. Thine eternal torment will cometh to its end, and thou shalt be one with the sunlight forevermore. O chosen undead, please remove thy cumbersome armor, and join me on the bedding. I shall taketh good care of thee, rest assured. Thou shalt suffer no more at the hands and claws of Lord Ran's wretched foulness. No, indeed, thou shalt stay at my side henceforth, here in mighty Anor Londo. 'Tis a home to thee, whence thine every need shall be provided. Now, tarry where thou stands no longer. Disrobe, and come hither, child. Now, formalities aside, I should like to engage in coitus with thee. My body is large and ripened by the Lord's soul's fruitful caress. I shall bear thee a strong and worthy heir. Chosen undead, I beseech thee, rip the cloth from my body and ravish me as you would a bitch in heat. Take me as thy lover and fill me with the souls thou hast reserved for my waiting womb. Oh, thou hast revealed my tender breasts. What dost thou hope to wrest from me? Art thou intentions pure, or dost thou wish to soil me like an unclean whore? Oh. Yes, I expected nothing less from thee. Ah. Thou art squeezing and massaging with such little restraint. 'Tis not oft my breasts met with such loving touch. Less oft still, to feel thy silken lips swathe my budding nipples. Suck me, chosen undead. Suck my stiffened teat like a newborn babe. That's it. Slicken them. Maketh me ready to take thy firm erection betwixt my supple mounds. Now, thou hath assumed a most threatening position. Thy manhood is standing taut, an aim to striketh at my heaving chest. Like an assassin's blade, fixed to plunge into my very soul. If I'd be none the wiser, I'd fear thee a craven hollow, come to steal my beating heart. Oh, mighty slayer, I beseech thee, do not malign my queenly flesh. Chosen undead, 'tis time, I beg of thee, thrust forth into my bosom's fissure. Use my bountiful breasts to hasten thyself to a decisive climax. Sheath thyself in my tits. My, thou art buried to the hilt, and yet, thine tip has yet to strike my breastbone. Worry not, my chosen lover. I am sure this is not a failing of thy virility. The bounty betwixt my heaving breasts is simply too much for any man to conquer. But I will thank thee, for though my bust doth eclipse thine manhood, thy throbbing pulse and thy pooling essence art nearly more than I can bear. I canst feel thy warmer honey seeping down onto my stomach. Tis a warm, welcomed feeling unlike any other. How thou leaketh for me, thy gentle thrust, thine flushed expression, dost thou findeth my breast so alluring? I canst tell by thine impassioned grunts that my lips speaketh true. Chosen undead, thou art welcome to thrust with all thine might. Savage my bosom, and let thy seed findeth its way home near my heart's refuge. Tis clear by thy gasps and moans that thou art nearing thy moment of fertile ecstasy. Of course, I shall demand thou spurtest forth betwixt my breasts. Do not dare withdraw before thou'st finished. I wish to feel a hearty pulse and the warm release of thy seed upon my chest. Even now, I feel thy pulse resonating through thy manhood. It's as if our hearts beat as one, fluttering in both chest and cock, with nary a moment's rest. Let this, our seething passion, be a solemn oath, One that seals our bond forevermore. Oh. Chosen undead, thine services are needed. Spray forth thy fertile essence within my glistened tits. Let a rushing river of seed flow from my midriff to my aching folds. Holdeth back no longer. Come forth, chosen undead. Let loose with nay restraint. Paint my canvas white with burning passion. Oh. Thou hast done it. Thy fertile seed pulls betwixt my breasts. I can feel it running down my chest, dripping onto my stomach, and settling gently upon my blooming flower. Many thanks upon thee, chosen undead. Thou hast bathed me in thy love and warmed my aching heart. Let me taste thine essence off my breast. Delicious. I dare say the best I've yet encountered. And thy seed is sweet and clings to my throat. Come hither, child. Taste it for thyself. Now swallow. Let thy fertile essence permeate thine body. Ease it down, my love. That's it. Swallow for me. Drink it down. All of it. A fine performance, I should say. And thou hast done very well thus far. But I see thou art growing hard once more. It seems thou hast rekindled thyself with thine own seed. Very well. Let this be the second act of our auspicious union. Cometh to me once more. Lay thyself upon my slickened grace, and position thyself at my entrance. That's it. Very good. Look. Looketh down here. Dost thou not see? My flower gapes for thee. It welcomes thee into its warm embrace. Chosen undead, fill me. Let me feel every inch as thou parts my unyielding queenly passage. Yes, give all of thyself to me. By the flame, thou art sunken deep to the base. I can feel thee pressed flush against the mouth of my womb. Thou mayest not have been able to overwhelm my breasts, but thou hast conquered my aching loins. Ah, now, my chosen one, thrust deep and true. On this day, we shall conceive a true heir, one to rule forevermore. Ah, ah, yes, yes, rut me, breed me, strike my womb as though thou meant'st to break it. I am nay but a slea for thy raging hardness, nay but a sheath for thy shining sword. Oh, but how my nectar flows for thee, how wet I am for thee. That's right. That's right. That's right. Bury thy face in my slathered breasts. Drink if the fruit of thy loins that stains them still. Keep thrusting thine hips. Yes, by all the sun's shining rays, yes. With every thrust of thine hips, with every stroke of thine tongue. The hour of my impregnation draws near. I would like to gaze in your eyes when thou seedeth me. T'would be a shame if thou succumbed to the breathless haven betwixt my breasts. Chosen undead. I'm so close. I can feel something, a wave of pleasure growing within me, within my very loins. But it is not time, not yet. I shall resist as best I can, so I may writhe and spasm around thy spurting cock. Chosen undead, I beg of thee, unlatch thine tender lips from my budding teat, so thou may look me in the eye. Oh, thou art pulsing now. Thine climax grows near. That's it, that's it. Look at me. Let me see thy face. Thou art beautiful, truly. My beautiful lover, swathed in my loins, preparing to shoot forth when nay a care in the world. Tis time, my love, release inside me, let loose a mighty hall of frothy cream deep within my fertile passage, let it splash against my waiting womb. Fill me, chosen undead. Keep spurting, my love. Give it all to me. Every drop thou can muster, let it come. Yes. Yes. That's it. Let thyself breathe. Just breathe. Like that. Oh, I am must confess, I've taken lovers from far and wide over my many years, but never, not even in my dreams, hast any man, living or dead, filled me so completely. Thou hast flooded me. I can hardly wait to see it spill forth when thou withdraws. 'Twill be quite a mess indeed. By the flame, thy seed is spilling everywhere. Thou hast turned me into a gushing fountain, and thy cock, it remains so hard and larger still than even before. How couldst it be possible after releasing so much, no less? But of course, the Lord's souls are beckoning thee. Their power hast taken thy cock under their control. They wilt not let thee rest until the newborn Lord of Sunlight graces my womb. Only then wilt the dark sign fade from thine flesh. Chosen undead, I know I have asked much of thee this day, but please, if thou can findest the strength, I beseech thee, take me one last time, giveth me one last gentle spurt, and I shall let thee rest. Of course, my love, thou hast done so much. I would be happy to finish thee on thine back. Please, rest easy and lay thyself down upon the soiled sheets beneath thee. We've made quite the mess, have we not? I must confess, I am doubtful thou should fit with such a generous length. But I shall take thee nonetheless. I shall. Sink down upon thee, and be still, my heart. I thought thou was big before. But this is almost too much to bear. 'Tis a frightful whim, indeed. To think what wouldst happen if I took thee to the hilt. I shudder to even imagine. Look down here. Dost thou see? The seed from our prior exchange is seeping down thy slender cock. Ah, we're making such a filthy mess. And gods, the smell. Such an intoxicating scent. That's right, darling. Rest thine stalwart hands on my bucking hips. Guide my movements as our loins clash and slap against one another. Thou hast grown even larger still. Such a strange sensation. I think I would like to welcome thee into the heart of my womb. Wilt thou do it? Wilt thou plunge deeper than any man hath dared to plunge? Do it. Pull me down onto thine length. It's all right, my love. Just one welcome lance of pain, and we'll be there. Now, sink me to the hilt. Praise the sun. I may have felt such seething pain, nor such whorish delight in all my life. I just knew it. A woman's womb was meant to be filled with cock. Harder, wrap me bloody if thou must. Use me as thy brute mare. Breed me like a screaming harlot. Do it. Ravish me. Don't dare relent. Art thou coming? Yes. Of course I want to feel. Of course I want to feel thy spurts inside. Come forth, chosen undead. Bathe my womb in soothing sunlight. Grant me the honor of bearing thy child. I'll do it gladly, my love. Just come deep. Deep as possible. I'm coming. Cometh with me. Yes. Oh, this is it. This is what I wanted. Fill me with a godly air. Every last drop. Thou hath done it. Thou hath linked the flame within. I am. Yes, there can be no doubt. I'm with child. A child planted by thee. No, I beg of thee, do not withdraw. I should like to remain plugged, so that none may spill. Stay inside, my love. Canst thou feel it? Thou art marked with the dark sign, nevermore. Be proud, my love, for from this day and every day forth, Thou shalt be cursed to feel the sting of endless death no longer. Thou shalt only feel thine sweet release but once more, and it shall come far from now. In the meanwhile, thou shalt stay here with me. I shall like thee by my side when I birth our child. It shall happen here, on the very bed upon which we conceived. Yes, my love, I should like to feel thee inside on every day for the rest of our days. Anything less would be a most grievous disappointment. Rest now, my love. Thou art safe with me. No harm shall befall thee on my watch. Let thine eyes grow heavy, and thine body sink into the bed. Let the veil of sleep take thee into its warm embrace. Good night, my darling. Mayst thou be one with the sunlight forevermore.